By 1830, the former Spanish and Portuguese colonies had become independent nations. The roughly 20 million inhabitants of these nations looked hopefully to the future. Born in the crisis of the old regime and Iberian colonialism, many of the leaders of independence share the ideas of representative government, careers open to talent, freedom of commerce and trade in the right to private property, and a belief in the individual as the basis of society. Generally, there was a belief that the new nations should be sovereign and independent states, large enough to be economically viable and integrated by a common set of laws. On the issue of freedom of religion and the position of the church, however, there was less agreement among the leadership. Roman Catholicism had been the state religion and the only one allowed by the Spanish crown. While most leaders sought to maintain Catholicism as the official religion of the new states, some fought to end to exclusion of their faith. The defense of the church became a rallying cry for the conservative forces. The ideals of the early leaders of independence were often egalitarian, valuing equality of everything. Bolivar had received aid from Haiti and had promised in return to abolish slavery in the areas he liberated. By 1854, slavery had been abolished everywhere except Spain's remaining colonies. Early promises to end Indian tribute and taxes on people of mixed origin came much slower, because the new nations still needed their revenue. Such policies produced egalitarian sentiments were often tempered by fears that the mass of the population were unprepared for self-rule and democracy.